This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Dorf Fedler, the legendary South African cartoonist whose work chronicled the country and the world for an unbroken 50 years, has died. He would have celebrated his 85th birthday on the 21st of January. So begins Kevin Ritchie, former editor of the Star newspaper's touching tribute to Dorf, who was, since a child, fascinated by comics, especially the work of Walt Disney. To tell me more about Dorf's life, I'm really delighted to welcome his son-in-law, David Batsofan, to tell me more. David, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
So David,
it was a beautiful opening by Kevin, I have to say.
Yes, and also just to say, David, welcome back to the High FM studios,
you.
Because I'm sure many of our listeners will remember your voice.
I'm sure they do, and thank you for that. Although in a different space, but the studio is a studio is a studio.
And Craig, I think, has probably been here since High started. So you've at least brought
all
shoulders
us,
past each other.
All us old timers are back together again. You know?
Us three, yeah.
Yeah.
David.
But it's not about me.
No.
It's about Dorf.
So let's talk about the incredible. I mean, he wrote books during COVID. He was a household name.
Like he was indeed. And if I can go back on that, I met the family in 1979 in Cape Town. I was doing a production with Toby Kushlick, and I found out that they were at a hotel. I'd always loved Dorf's work. And I walked over to where the family was sitting, and I went, "Is any of you Dorf Fedler?" And Morty, his brother, said, "No, I'm Morty, his brother." And I went, "I don't want to talk to you." And I walked away. And then jump cut to 2004, when I was on a different radio station, and I did a production, or I did a show on speed dating and internet dating, and I met his eldest daughter.
Wow.
Because I'd always wanted a Dorf Fedler original, and you can't be more original than his eldest daughter. But I didn't know who she was, because she'd signed on under a different name. And it was only when we'd been out twice that she told me who her dad was.
Wow.
And I said, "Are they home?" And she went, "What do you mean?" I said, "I want to meet him."
What an incredible story.
And that was 2004, April of 2004. My dad died the October of 2004, and Dorf sort of slid unknowingly into that role for me. I lost one and gained a different one. And the last 20 years has just been a roller coaster ride of fun and games and shouting and screaming and carrying on.
So I have to just say, for the safety of your marriage, that I'm pleased you met the daughter first, because otherwise she might have thought that you only married her.
No, that's what that's what everybody thought, and it wasn't that at all. Dorf does, or did, have the was one of probably a handful of people who turned me down when I asked him for an interview.
Wow.
Because he said, "If I give you an interview, then it opens the floodgates." And I said, "Okay." And then I sort of prevailed. And then it wasn't a case of getting him into my studio. It was a case of trying to get him out, because he could talk, as could I. And an hour went past in a flash. And we were both, I think, the masters of the tenuous link, where we could just jump from one subject to another and pick up where the other one had left off, type of thing.
Let's talk a little bit about Dorf's life.
Mm.
And just also, so you know, him and Joanne were a guest on my show.
I believe so.
A little while back, I think it was during COVID, when he'd just come out with his book, The Gag Man.
Gag Man,
which
yeah.
was very moving, very hard.
He told me not to read it. He says,
it,
don't bother.
It was a very hard book to read.
Yeah. Joanne has written a most wonderful tribute, rather than obituary,
beautiful,
to her dad,
yes.
That featured in the Jewish Report today.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about his cartoon work and how he got into that world. And also what it must have been like for 50 years. I mean, we know him from the Star.
Yeah.
Whether he was spent most of the time there, and just a bit about his life.
You know, the cartoons, because as I say, I've known of his works since 79. And they had a huge effect on me. And I think for those who remember him, because it's weird talking to the younger generation now, and you go, Dorf Fedler, and they go, Rabbi who?
Yeah.
You know, it's that type of thing.
Or the star, and or they go, what?
What? it's that exactly, which is unfortunate, but it's just the way things work. I think his cartoons spoke and spanned the generations. The ministers, I remember sitting at the house and on like a Friday night, and he go, we've got to wait for dinner, I've got to watch the news. Because in those days he was doing cartoons for the Star, and he had to be topical.
Yes.
So he had to listen, watch the news, and then we could go and have dinner. And then he'd sit and sketch after dinner. And I mean, it's most amazing to watch a man like that work, because from nothing, he's got a cartoon or an idea. In 20 years, I think I gave him, he used two ideas of mine. Yet he came up with one almost every day while he was at the Star. And he was never wicked. Mm-hmm. He was never rude. It wasn't personal. If you had a quirk, there is a different cartoonist now who uses a shower head, but that's a different story. That's a different, for a different reason. But Dov didn't do that. Dov, sometimes you had to stop and think and go, oh, that's what he was, well, that's what he said. His characterizations of the people that he used in his cartoons were stunning. They really and truly were. And we're so lucky. I know Joanne is going to delve into this when she comes back to South Africa in March to celebrate my wife's 60th. Caro, I hope you forgive me for that. We have his body of work still from his old days of advertising, which is where he started. He started drawing using his talents for advertising with the likes of Stuart Wilson and those sort of people. And then at the Star, and I should imagine he's the longest serving cartoonist in South Africa, 50 years almost to the day.
Yeah, I mean, and it was a difficult time.
It was a very difficult time.
To be a cartoonist. And you were talking about, you know, a cartoonist actually is a political commentator.
They are, but you've got to be cautious because it's South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, I don't think he was ever denied a cartoon, but sometimes maybe he had to tweak it just a little bit because of the demographic and because of where we found ourselves, you know, going from sort of 93, 94, 95. So those sort of things had to be, massaged is the wrong word, but they had to be looked at given the time that we lived through. And I think he managed that incredibly well.
We're going to take a short break now, and then we'll come back and look a little bit more maybe about his books.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to David Witsoppen, and we're reminiscing about the legendary South African cartoonist Dov Fedler, who passed away last week. David, during COVID, he kept himself extremely busy.
He was always busy. You know, Dov was the it's not ADHD or anything like that. He just, he was always scribbling or drawing or writing. And I suppose in a way that's what kept him going.
Yeah.
You know, books are hard taskmasters, specifically when you start. And I know that his story goes back when he met the Rebbe in New York. And the family knows the story, and most of his friends do, but he got an audience, if it's the right word, with the Rebbe. And just before he left, the Rebbe said to him, finish your book. And he said, what book are you talking about? My father wrote a book. And the Rebbe said, no, finish your book. And Dov didn't realize what he meant until he came back. And then a gag man, for instance, that you alluded to, was in a file for like 30 years.
Wow.
Before he and Joanne sat down.
Yeah.
And worked on it. And as I said to you, when it finally came out and Carolyn, my wife, got a copy to read, and I said to him, should I read it? And he went, nah, you're not going to enjoy this. This is far too esoteric for you. And it's got no drawings or very few drawings in. You know, I like stuff that's light and jovial. And the one of his books, and for the life of me now, I should have written it down, because when I moved to Joburg in 75, I lived in Johannesburg, corner of Bree and Wanderer Streets. And his studios were just around the corner from me. Now, he used to go to Butch Berman's Books, which again, was on the opposite corner of the block I lived at. Now, we may have, in 75, we may have passed each other in the street. I would not have known who he was, because in those days, he was a cartoonist. He wasn't on the television type of thing. And we might well have passed each other. So there were lots of those sort of things, time moments that we could have shared or might have even shared that we knew nothing about until sitting down at a Fedler Friday night, which for anybody coming into the Fedler household on a Friday night can be very frightening, because everybody spoke at once. And if you had something to say, you just threw it into the conversation. And if people stopped and looked at you, then you immediately jumped in with the rest of it. And if they just kept talking, then you shut up. And you just sat back and had your dinner and ignored everything that was going on. Because it meant that they were interested in what they were talking about and not in what you were saying type of thing.
I mean, the memories must come flooding through, and there must be so many, and I know it's a hard time for the family, and I haven't actually wished the family deepest condolences.
Thank you. I shall pass it on.
But do you have one memory?
Rabbi who? That was his favorite, and thanks to Laura for reminding, this is the other sister, reminding me the other day. If Dov couldn't hear, and it became a running gag with the two of us, if he didn't hear something I'd said, he'd just go, Rabbi who? And then I would tell it, and it, as I say, there is no joke to that. You know, it's like Cyril Green had the joke with no punchline type of thing. And I can never remember that. And I always have to phone Mel Miller and go, how did the gag end? But Dov knew that joke. And there was this constant, what's the word I'm looking for?
Banter,
that's a good enough word, between the two of us and between other members of the family, if they joined in.
Yes.
But Dov and I often just, you know, there'd be a look between us, or we'd go off on a tangent, or we'd talk about a movie, and then he'd tell me when the movie was made. Now, thank goodness nowadays for Google, because you don't have to turn to Encyclopedia Britannica to look stuff up. It sort of takes the interest, the fun out of a Friday night Shabbos debate, because you just turn to your phone and you go, oh, there's the answer, and you were either right or wrong. So the stories are legend. They really and truly are. He did artwork for me, because as I said earlier, I'd always wanted a Fedler original. Our house is full of his stuff. I have one on my arm, which he designed for me. Started out as my business logo, and when I converted it, I asked his permission, and he said, if I say no, you're going to do it anyway. I said yes. But he was a legend, and he was an icon, if you can be both.
Yes.
And his place will not easily be taken.
And you mentioned the word icon. He was, when the Jewish Board held the 120th anniversary of the Jewish Board, we were in touch to make sure that his image was there, because he is one of South Africa's icons.
Yeah.
David, on that note, we have to end it.
Thank you so much
for coming in. That was David Botsafa, and he was talking about the passing of his late father-in-law, Dov Fedler.